Today we're starting the sugya of Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa, the Isidor Raisa, to stand idly by while someone else is in trouble. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Gimel. I mean, let's just maybe quickly run through the Mishnah and the Gemara, make some small ha'aras, and then try to outline what we have to figure out in this sugya. So says the Mishnah, the following people you're allowed to save bin nafshan, with their lives. Harodei v'achaver lahargo, someone who's running after someone else to kill them. V'achar zachar, someone who's running after another male to rape them. V'achar nara marasa, someone who's chasing after an amarasa to rape her. So three examples, and only three examples are mentioned in the Mishnah. So one of the major issues that are going to have to be dealt with, although I'm not sure when and if we'll deal with them, but if you look around at the basic Rishonim, they all deal with the issue of all of the things to choose. Why dafka these three examples? Is this an exhaustive list? Normally, when you have the word ve'elu, normally that's an exhaustive list. Ve'elu means this is everybody who is in the category of, and in this case would be matzil nelson benafshan. But yet we know this is not everybody, as Rashi already says. I think Rashi says, yeah, says Rashi. Let's read the end of the mission first, and then we'll get to Rashi. Aval rode fachar behema b'machalos haShabbos v'verivod zchavim ein masli losam nafshan. But someone is rodef after a behema, someone is mechal Shabbos, someone was about to be over the zara, you're not matzil osam benafshan. So obviously the resha, either the resha or the seifa, is not an exhaustive list, because there are only six cases of averos mentioned in total in the Mishnah, three in the resha, three in the seifa. The three in the resha are matzil osam benafshan, three in the seifa are not matzil osam benafshan. There are thousands of other averos a person could theoretically do, and those averos are either yes matzil osam benafshan or not matzil osam. So automatically you have to say that one of these lists is not exhaustive. So that's one issue. Why it is that you use the term ve'elu, and yet it's a technical issue, and yet it's not Matzil Nelson Benafshan. I guess the less technical issue is, granted that it's not an exhaustive list, and that you have to be Matzil Nelson Benafshan when anyone is going to commit any of the arayos, let's say. He's about to rape any of the arayos. It's lav dafka, zachar, or an aramarasa, it could be an ashes ish, anything, any of the arayos. So why does the Mishnah dafka mention these? Dafka mentions these two arayos and murder, and it doesn't mention anything else. So that's a little bit of a more, important question than just the technicality of how the word ve'elu fits if it's not an exhaustive list. Another issue to mention over here is, what does it mean, matzilin osan benafshan? We save them. Who are we saving? Who's the salvation for? So, no, what did you understand? Who are we saving? What? So Rashi says, right, Matzilan osan min ha'avera, b'nafsho nitna liharig l'kaladim k'tei latzilan min ha'avera. Rashi twice says that we're saving somebody from the avera, which means that we're really saving the rodef, we're not saving the nirdef. Up until now, whenever we spoke about the din rodef, and we spoke about chakiras, is it a din onesh, or is it a din hatzalah? So we always assumed din hatzalah, and din hatzalah would mean you're saving the person who's about to be the victim of the crime. But Rashi emphasizes over here that it's not a saving of the victim, it's a saving of the potential criminal, that we save him from himself, we save him from doing the avera. That is Rashi. If you look at Tosos, Tatzilo Benafsho, says Tosos, Mashma Salashon, Shematzilin Hanirdaf Benafsho Shal Rodev. He says, yeah, I would have said, like we said up until now, I would have said, Pashupshat is that who are you saving? You're saving the victim, you're not saving the Rodev. Aval lo yitachei lefarishkein b'rodef achar behema. But you can't say it in all the cases in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah talks about a case of rodef achar behema. So we have a din hatzala on the behema. They have a mitzvah to save the behema from getting raped. Who cares if you say behema? Why do we care so much about the behema? Uchiyotziba. Can't be that's... And such similar cases. What do you mean such similar cases? First of all, is that the greatest raya? Just because it talks about being matzil so benafsho by behema, so Tosfos says it must be that the hatzalah is a din in the rodef, not a din in the nirdaf.
We need to be consistent in the Mishnah.
What?
We need to be consistent.
And that's why...
That's why can't you say it's two out of three? Because it wouldn't make sense otherwise.
Right. But I'm saying, is there any way to reject the raya of Tosfos? I mean, you're agreeing with Tosfos. You're saying, yeah, it's a shtarka raya that it's got to be there. We're talking about being matzil, the rodiv, not the nirdiv, because mehechitesi, there's a dinat sala on the behema. Yeah?
Two out of three. I mean, the Mishnah for Zachar and for Arodev Achachavero, it is talking about.
It's shaykh to say it about the rodiv by Zachar and by Rodev Achachavero Lahargo. It's shaykh to say nirdiv by Zachar and Rodev Achachavero Lahargo. But it's also shaykh to say rodev in those cases. So rodev would work for all the cases that it's hatzal of the rodev. So that's why Rashi and Tosfos want to say it's hatzal of the rodev. So it's not, meaning you're saying in Enochinami by behema doesn't work, but it works for the other cases. So those cases where it's shaykh to say it about the nirdaf, we'll say it about the nirdaf. In those cases it's not, we'll say it about the rodev. Much more, Eitan was saying, keep it consistent. If it's shaykh to say in all of the cases that it's about the rodev, might as well say that it's about the rodev. Is it pasha that there's no din atzal of the behema? There's no din of the tzilu eida. There's no iser of arayos or anything like that. Well, there is an iser of arayos. There's no iser of there's no din of ben adam l'chaveiro by a behema. But what is there a din of by a behema? There's that's a din on you. It's not a din on the. It's also partially a din on the behemah also, because behemah is going to be chayv misa. Behemah is going to get skila. And there's also a din called tsar bale chayin on a behemah. So maybe there's a requirement to save the behemah from tsar bale chayin. But that's the matzinos of nafsho. But wait a second. Why would you ever? What?
Why would that be considered tsar bale chayin?
The behemah is not interested in being raped. Maybe by a person. Right, meaning maybe you could, I don't know what the psychology of a behemoth is, if it cares, you know, who it's doing what with, but you know, one could say maybe the behemoth doesn't want to be forced into an act of bia. However, it would be tough to understand what the masilin of nafsho for tzaba lechaim, you're allowed to kill somebody. So no, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Mishnah says rodev achar behemoth, you're not allowed to be matzil. Maybe because it's a din and hatzalos and near daf. And then nirdaf is a behema, that's why you're not allowed to be matzil. Maybe, but you still hear where Tosfos is coming from. And anyway, Tosfos adds two more words. Uchayotzeba. What is Uchayotzeba a reference to over here? That just like by behema, it's not shaykh to say that we're being matzil the nirdaf. There are other cases in the Mishnah where it's also not shaykh to say we're being matzil the nirdaf. Why not? What else is not shaykh to say we're being matzil the nirdaf? What's the next case? Hamachalos HaShabbos Va'ovir Avodos Kochavim. So what Hatzalos HaNirdaf is over there? There is no Nirdaf. You're going to save Shabbos? You're going to save the Avodah Zarah from being used as an Avodah Zarah? What does that mean? There is no Nirdaf. So in those cases, in all of the cases of the Seifa, where you are, where you're not allowed to be Matzal B'Nafsho, it can't be a Din in Hatzalos HaNirdaf. But one could have argued that's why there's no Din Hatzalah. Meaning in the Reisha we say the following is Matzilin Lasa Menafshan, because in the Reisha there's a victim. In the Seifa, in none of the cases is there a victim. When someone's about to be Rodev Achar Behem, Machal Shabbos, Ovid Avod Zara, maybe that's why ain't Matzilin Lasa Menafshan. When there's no victim, there's no din, Hatzal Benafsho. But when there is a victim, so then it is Matzilin Lasa Menafshan, and that's the three cases of the Reisha. So one could have argued that. So it's not necessarily the greatest Raya. But anyway, it says Tosos, Lefichach Nir Lefarish, the Matzilin Es Ha'adam Min Ha'Aveira B'Nafsho Shel Atzmo, that we save the person from doing the Aveira with his own life, meaning we save him from himself. Aval Kasha Min Haram Rasa Dekam Shanita Natzila B'Nafsho. Problem is, Naram Rasa, it doesn't fit. I mean, Tosos says, I agree with Rashi. Who are we saving? We're saving the Rodev. Problem is, Naram Rasa doesn't fit. Why does Naram Rasa fit? Latzila says Lashon Nekeva, not a Lashon Zachar. Lashon Nekeva sounds like we're saving her, not him. So that's a problem. Vim Tamar, Bikivin de Mehachi, Althim de Rotzech, Nitan Latzil Benafsho, Lamli Kra, Betove Benar, Bechai Grato. Actually, let's save that for a little bit later. Basically, what you have on one side of this equation is you have Rashi and Tosfos that assume that the Dinat Salah is a din in the is a din in Hatzalah of the Rodef from committing the crime. There's a whole group of Rishonim including Tosos, that reject this, or that at least raise the problem that it doesn't fit the issue of Nara Murasa. That's why Rabbeinu Yonah and others reject Shitas Rashi. And Tosos falls short of rejecting Shitas Rashi. He just asks Akasha, but others reject Shitas Rashi. Now, Rashi must have noticed that the Mishnah said Lahatzila. How's Rashi going to deal with that? So that's a little bit hard, no? How's Rashi going to deal with Lahatzila? I'm not sure. Maybe you're going to have to say something like this, that Rashi, of course, is moda, that you're being matzil, a victim. What Rashi's trying to highlight is that that you shouldn't only view it as a mitzvah of hatzala of the victim, it's also a din hatzala of the rodev. But still, it's always, of course, it's always going to be primarily a din of the victim, but either or would be enough of a reason for hatzala. And that's why it's Lahatzila. I mean, Rashi's not saying it's exclusively a din of Hatzalah of the Rodev. It could also be a din of Hatzalah of the victim. Okay, anyway, that's something to think about in regards to our Mishnah. So those couple of issues. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban Aminayim, the Rodev HaChaver LaHargosh Nitzanatzil B'Nafsho. How do I know that you're allowed to kill someone who's about to murder somebody else? Tamalom Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa. Pasuk says Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa. Rashi, lo samur atzmachal damo ela hatzilehu. Don't stand there, he's going to get killed, rather save him. Any problems with that? Any problems with that drasha? What's the Gemara asking? How do I know what? Gemara wants to know what? How do I know?
That you have to save him.
Not just that you have to save him, the Gemara is asking more than that. How do I know? That's the same as saving him. No, there's something more. How do I know what? You have to kill him, right? That you can even kill in order to save a life. That's what the Gemara is asking. How do I know you can even kill in order to save a life? So the Gemara says, Lo samar adam re'echa. Because there's a losa that says you can't watch someone get killed. How does that answer the question? Granted, I can't watch someone get killed, so if I can wrestle the guy to the ground and stop him from killing, stop Reuven from killing Shimon by wrestling him to the ground, shooting him in the leg, something like that, fine. So that's Lo Samar Adam Re'echa. Does Lo Samar Adam Re'echa necessarily tell me that I'm allowed to kill him? That I have the right to kill Reuven when he's going to kill Shimon? It's not so pashut that that's what Lo Samar Adam Re'echa means. That might be what the Gemara means when it asks the question. Right, so it gives a new. If you think about that's probably what the Gemara is asking. Because frak the Gemara v'halachiu da'asa, is this what the Samar Adam Recha is for? Hami bailel chedtanya minayin l'ras chaver shutav ebenar uchay garato listen banalav shuchay v'latzilo tamlam lo Samar Adam Recha. That lo Samar Adam Recha teaches me a different halacha. That if you see someone drowning, you have to save them. You have to save their life. Isn't that the same halacha? If the whole thing we just said is to save a life. So it's the same halacha. What kind of kasha? Same halacha. You see someone about to die, save their life. Elamai, what's the chiluk? What's the Gemara asking? When you see someone drowning, saving their life, just involves effort. It doesn't involve killing anybody. We wanted to know, how do you even know that you're allowed to kill somebody to save somebody else's life? And we thought, that's what Lo Samar Adam Re'echa comes to teach me. The Gemara said, no, Lo Samar Adam Re'echa is much more fundamental. It's just telling me the very notion that you have to save a person's life. So says Gemara, Enochinami. You're right. Lo Samar Adam Re'echa does not give me a license to kill. Lo Samar Adam Re'echa just says, if I see someone drowning, I should jump in and try to save them, assuming that I'm not going to die myself from doing. Well, we'll see about putting yourself into a sakana, but I have to jump in and save them. So says Gemara, Enochinami. Well, Nitan Asil B'Nafsho Minalan. So good. So where do I know Nitzal Asil B'Nafsho? Asi B'Kabel Chomer Minara Murasa. It's Kabel Chomer Mana Murasa Shlobel L'Pogma Amra Torah Nitzal Asil B'Nafsho. If when a man is about to rape a girl, where all he's going to do is he's going to be pogame her, meaning he's not going to cost her life. So it's a lesser crime, if you can call rape a lesser crime. Still, you save her by killing the rapist. Rodev Archavei Lahargo Achskamakamis. So when someone's going to cost someone else their life, they're doing a much worse thing to them. Of course, you could save them. What do you mean? You're going to give an onesh min adin of this? This, of course, was one of the riyas that what? That it's a din, that din of killing a rodev is din in onesh, right? That it's a din in onesh, not just a din in atzalah. Because the Gemara asks, v'chiyon shmin adin, and by the way, the primary sugyas of onesh min adin is Makas Tafei and Sanhedrin Tafei and Gimelai and Dalit. So probably our next major sugya after the Savon Adam Re'echa is either going to be Pikuach Nefesh in general. We'll see how that could take us forever. We'll see what we do. Or just discussing all the various shitos in this idea of Einon Shemin Adin. But anyway, so the Gemara says, V'chayon Shemin Adin, Tebe Rebbe Tana Hekeshehu. So Hekesh, Ki Kasher Yoko Mishal Re'ev Rotzcho Nefesh, V'chima Lamadnu Mirotzeach. What are we learning from Rotzeach? Where is this pasuk? Where's this pasuk written? So this pasuk is talking about by a rape, right? And it says, "Lenar lo sasa davar in lenar chet maves." That if a girl's getting raped, don't punish her for the fact that she was raped. Meaning the havamin is, after all, she did a bia asura, so maybe she should get punished for participating in such a bia. No, no punishment for the girl. Ki kasher yakum ishal rei uritzachu nefesh kena davar zeh. Just like when Reuven murders Shimon, it's not Shimon's fault. When and he's not, and Shimon doesn't have to doesn't have to get punished at all when a guy rapes a girl, it's not the girl's fault. To us, this is obvious. In if you lived a few centuries ago, this was not so obvious to people. It was a scandal. A girl was scandalized, was raped. It was something that was that she was looked down upon, as if she was part of the problem. So the Torah tells us, no, she's not part of the problem. But anyway, what does the Torah say? That a rape victim is just like a murder victim. So the Gemara wants to know, in what way do we learn out something about a rape victim from a murder victim? So we have a concept that whenever the Torah says A is like B, and there's really nothing about B that we can apply to A, so we can flip it, and we can take something about A and apply it to B. Right, so that's the midrash Shatar Jashba, v'chimal l'manu mirotzeach. How? What are we learning from rotzeach to naram rasa? Reza ba'lamid v'nim tzalamad. No, it's coming to it. The Torah writes it as if rotzeach informs us something about a naram rasa, but really it's naram rasa that informs us something about a rotzeach. Makash rotzeach naram rasa, naram rasa nitan atzilo benafsha, rotzeach nitan atzilo benafsha. Fine. So in order, how many suggestions so far? It's always good to clarify in numbers. It's always good to put numbers in your learning. I always find that helpful to remember things. How many suggestions so far did the Gemara have of how we know that you're allowed to murder someone who's about to murder somebody else? So far, as far as I could tell, three suggestions. Right? First suggestion was, L'sam l'dam re'echa. Gemara rejected it, said, no, L'sam l'dam re'echa doesn't teach me you can murder. It only teaches me that you have a responsibility to save when you can. Suggestion number two was Kal v'chomer from Naram Rasa. We rejected that because Einon Shemin Adin. Suggestion number three, that Hekesh, that the Torah itself makes this Hekesh between Naram Rasa and Rotzeach. Now the Hekesh only works that we're going to learn something about Rotzeach from Naram Rasa if there's something that we already know about Naram Rasa. So Gemara says, Naram Rasa gufa min alan, how do I know Naram Rasa? It seems to not see the Benafsha. Pasuk says part of the situation of Naram Rasa is that there's Ein Moshiyala, there's no one to save her. Hayesh Moshiyala b'chal davar she'achal Hashiyah. Sounds like if you can save her whatever way you can. How does that teach me I'm allowed to kill? Why don't we ask the same kasha? No, doesn't Ein Moshiyala, don't I need Ein Moshiyala ready to tell me that Ein Moshiyala to tell me that I should stop it in some other way? But just like we had a problem, L'sam l'dam re'echa, we said, can't be the source for Nithan Atzilu b'nafsho, because maybe L'sam l'dam re'echa isn't a heter to kill, it's just a requirement to worry about someone who's about to die. So how do we see, why is Ein Moshiyala any better? Ein Moshiyala, the Gemara says, oh, there must be a heter to kill the person who's raping the girl. No, maybe Ein Moshiyala tells me that if I can be Moshiya without having to commit murder, I should be Moshiya her. Yeah?
Because Talmud is saying, don't stand there and do nothing. You at least do something. But go save her. He's saying, go to whatever you
good.
Can
I think that's correct. I think what you have to say is that it's the mashmaus of the words themselves. that it's enochinami, the first level that we're going to need to need the Torah to tell us about, which you could have argued, by the way, is a svara, but apparently it's not such a svara that that the Torah doesn't have to say it. But the first level is, don't stand there and do nothing while someone else is getting hurt, getting killed, whatever it is. You can't just stand there and do nothing. But that's the first level. And the second level then would be, not only are you not allowed to stand there and do nothing, you have a responsibility to kill a person who's assaulting another person in this way, who's going to kill another person or is going to rape another person. But, so really you should need a pasuk just to get me to level one and a second pasuk to get me to level two to tell me that I have a chiyuv to kill them, right? Otherwise, So what do you have to say over here? There's only one pasuk by Naam Rasa, is that it's the mashmos of the words that lo samar adam reyacha means don't stand there and do nothing. Elamai, what should I do? Something. In Moshiela, the Gemara, notice how the Gemara darshens it, that bekol davar sheyachal lahushia, that the assumption is any way that there could be a Yeshua, you have to make sure that there is a Yeshua for her. That's the emphasis, that there always be Yeshua. Yeah?
Is Lo Samad only for someone who's going to get killed, but not for someone who's going to get hurt? If you could say
Pashtus, yeah, Lo Samad al Dam Reyacha. Pashtus is that it's only, at least if you're going to assume that it means kill another person. It's a good question. Meaning, let's say you assume, like the Maskana of the Gemara, Lo Samad al Dam Reyacha just means don't stand idly by. So does Dam Reyecha mean only Mamash Shvichus Damim? Or does Dam Reyecha mean anyone is going to struggle if you see someone stuck at the side of the road? This is the Samar Dam Reyecha to not stop your car and help them out. They're not going to die. Someone will eventually stop them. AAA will come, whatever. They're not going to die, but they could use some help. So is the Samar Dam Reyecha Stam a din helping a person, or is it Dafka? Now clearly the assumption that the Gemara had originally, that the Samar Dam Reyecha is a chiv to kill, would tell you that it's only in a situation where their life is at stake, because there's no chiv to kill when someone is about to do something else to another person that's not going to hurt them that badly. That's a good point. Yeah.
What about in the case of that someone's going to go embarrass someone in public?
Yeah. So we're gonna, that's we can get to when we do Ayin Dalit, about how seriously we take that statement of Sota Daf Yud. That Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim is Mutav Sheyap Lasmat Kiv Shanei Eish Val Yad Pnei Chaver Barabim. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yud has a drasha from Yehuda and Tamar, that Tamar was about to be killed, and she said, the man who owns these items, the stuff that she took as payment for when she was a Zona, the man that owns these items is the one who slept with me, and it was all Yehuda's stuff. But it was they brought it to Yehuda, and Yehuda had to acknowledge that he was the one that slept with her, but she left him the option of saying, I don't know who that is, and having her killed. Why didn't she just say, this belongs to Yehuda? So the Gemara says, the fact that she didn't say this belongs to Yehuda shows that it's better to get yourself thrown into a fire and killed rather than being Malbim Pnei Chaver Baradim. So all the Rishonim asked the Kasha, Tosfos on the spot, and Sota Daf Yud and Bezin Tap Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, they all asked the Kasha, Wait a second. The Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 tells us that there are only three averes of Yaharik Val Yavar, Avod Zogil Resh Vichz Damim. According to that Gemara in Sota, Hablan Spech Ver Bram is also Yaharik Val Yavar. So that would also be no gain in terms of Rodev. How seriously do you take it? Ben Yonah relates to the fact that Hablan Spech Ver Bram is Kilu Shofech Damim. Another Maimar Chazal says, if you murder somebody, so how seriously do you take that? Is that really Halacha L'maisa? There are a lot of times the Gemara will say, an expression that it's ki'ilu kalakoes is ki'ilu avir avodah zarah, the Gemara says. So is it better to get killed than get angry? Do you take that literally? So that we have to discuss how literally to take these things, but not really for now. Now I want to focus more on Los Amud. Says in our Gufa, again, last issue of Los Amon. Minayim l'ras chaveru shu tovei benar ruchai garato listen boim alav shu chayv latzilo. How do I know you have to save somebody who's about to die? Tamlom Los Amon adam reyecha. Fracting Gemara, v'ha mehacha nafka. Key lines over here. V'ha mehacha nafka? Mehasam nafka. No, we don't learn this from Los Amon adam reyecha. We already know that you have to save somebody's life from a different pasuk. Avedas gufo minayin. How do I know that if somebody is about to lose their guf, they're about to lose their physical well-being, that you're supposed to do something to help them out? So tamalomar vashivosalo. Pasuk says vashivosalo. What's the whole pasuk? Avashiv. Also the pasuk says, "V'imlo karov achicha elecha v'lo yidato v'asafto otoch beisecha v'haye imcha adrosh achicha oso v'ashiv oso lo." What does that mean? You don't know who lost the object, so bring it into your house and you take care of the object, and then you return it when you find the guy who lost it. Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. So it's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Fine. So says Gemara, why do I need L'Samar Adam Re'echa? I already have mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Now this line of Gemara is critical. And so Gemara, Imei Hasam have Amin Animi L'Benafshei. Yeah, mitzvah of Shavas Aveda is something I have to do with my physical body if I'm able to take the Aveda and see to it that it gets returned. Aval mitrach umegar agure emilav, but to actually hire somebody to do this for me, I would think for Hashavas Aveda, you don't have to hire somebody, you have to lose money for it. Kamash mula, and therefore L'Samar Adam Re'echa comes teach me that there's even a chiyuv mamon. Why? How does L'Samar Adam Re'echa imply a chiyuv mamon any more than Vashiv Osilo implies a chiyuv mamon? How much do you have to spend? Is it really true? You don't have to spend any money on a mitzvah? Meaning, what's the primary difference between Vashiv Osilo and L'Samar Adam Re'echa? Aseh versus Lo Saseh, right? Vashiv Osilo is mitzvah say, L'Samar Adam Re'echa is mitzvah Lo Saseh. That's the primary difference. So what? The Gemara makes it sound like, so for the mitzvah Saseh, you don't have to spend anything. But for the Lo Saseh, you got to spend. Is that really true? You don't have to spend anything on the mitzvah Saseh?
It sounds ridiculous if you have to return an object you have to pay.
Let's say the object's worth $10,000 and it's going to cost me $500 to return it. Right? If my time, the Gemara says, if my time is worth more than the object is worth, then I don't have to return it. But let's say, stam for a mitzvah. Why don't I have to spend money? What's the general rule by mitzvahs? We spend money on an esrog, we spend money on Erech Chanukah, we spend money on matzah, we spend money on all the mitzvahs that we do. Why not spend money on a Shavas Aveda? What's pshat? So there are two ways to go over here. One way to go is to say you do have to spend money, but not as much. And only once you put L'Samar Adam Re'echa do you have to spend even more than you would have thought. That's not the mashmos of the Gemara, though, right? The Gemara says Aval mitrach umegar agure emelo. From a Shavas Aveda, I would think you don't have to bother yourself to hire somebody, which implies no matter how little they charge, you don't have to do it.
Is that two separate things or one thing?
I understood it as one thing because mitrach alone you do have to do, right? We said benafshei, so that is some level of tircha. So I thought mitrach umegar aguri was one issue. So one way to go is to say that again against the mashmos of the Gemara that you do have to spend for mitzvah saseh like a Shavas Aveda, but you just don't have to spend as much. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. The other possibility is you don't have to spend for it because it's not a mitzvah saseh like shofar, matzah, lulav, and the rest, because all of those things are mitzvahs bin adam lamakom. Mitzvah bin adam l'chavero, it could be the nature of a din, mitzvah bin adam l'chavero, is you don't have to spend money, with one notable exception, of course, we mentioned in the past, and that is the mitzvah of tzedakah, because that's the very nature of the mitzvah, is to spend money. Okay, but anyway, that is essentially the sugya of lo samod al dam re'echa. So first a minor point. The Gemara asks why I need two psukim. Why not just learn from a Shavas Aveda? And the Gemara makes the answer about money, about how much money that you have to spend. Is there no other difference between an aseh and a los aseh other than the monetary issue? Then how much you have to spend? What other differences are there between an aseh and a los aseh other than money?
Sometimes you can do shevel tas.
When there's a mitzvah saseh, so you could do shevel tas in certain circumstances. But that's only... Okay, it's important to distinguish between the chiluk between aseh and los aseh versus the chiluk between shevel tas and kum v'aseh. Because over here, let's say, I see somebody drowning. Whether it's a mitzvah saseh or mitzvah los saseh, the way to do the mitzvah is to be active. And the way to neglect the mitzvah is to be passive. Normally, neglecting a lo saseh means that you're going to be active. Over here, lo samod, since the nature of lo saseh is don't be passive, so, right? So when you neglect the lo saseh, you are being passive. So it's not going to make a difference over here in terms of Shevi Altasa and Kumvasa, because either way, it's going to be, if you're neglecting the mitzvah, you're being Shevi Altasa.
Right, but doesn't the din of Shevi Altasa only apply by mitzvah
Sase?
You can never say that by mitzvah Sase.
No, I think that there's some halachas that relate to Ase versus Los Ase, and some halachas that relate to Shevi Altasa versus Kumvasa. Yeah?
We're looking at the other way, maybe our ability to force you to do the mitzvah, or force you not to do the other.
Good. No. What are we? How much are we allowed to force for an assay versus a los assay?
Ashtetinafsho
for which one?
For an
assay. For an assay, right? Ashtetinafsho for an assay. For a mitzvah say we force somebody to do it. Ashtetinafsho for los assay we don't. We don't force someone to not do a los assay. Ashtetinafsho. He'll do the aver and then we'll punish him. Right? By mitzvah saseh, the guy refuses to do the mitzvah, so we punish him until he does it, or achitetze nafsho. Why though? Why is there a difference? Why don't we say the same by lo saseh? This may turn out to be a difference, not between aseh and lo saseh, but rather a difference between shevi al taseh and kumvaseh. Why? Because normally for mitzvah saseh, you just need to get him to do an act. Right? That's what you're trying to get him to do. So to get him to do an act, you keep punishing him until he does it. One time he does it, and he's good. He doesn't have to do it again. We got it. When it comes to a los assay, so I would have to be on top of him forever. Don't eat chazer. I want to eat chazer. So I just beat him up. Like, okay, I won't eat chazer now, but maybe tomorrow I will. You know, like, it doesn't really lend itself.
Say the same thing for an assay.
Why?
Now I don't want to put on tefillin. You beat him up until he puts on tefillin. Maybe tomorrow he won't want to either. So we got to beat him up.
Oh, you can beat him up tomorrow. Right.
But he didn't. Right. Well, meaning it's a separate mitzvah each and every day. That you have a new chiyuv. Okay. So now you did your chiyuv because we forced you. Whereas by the los assay, it's one big avera that's constant. Yeah. So maybe it's telling something that's constant. This is situational. It's not constant. Here's someone who's dying and you refuse to help. So maybe since it's situational, even if it were a los assay, we would still be kofenos achetetze nafsho, because you're in this situation, ironic, you'd be kofenos achetetze nafsho, and then both people will die, right? Because
he's... In the case, then the other guy should have to be jumping.
I don't know how to swim. I'm going to die if I jump in. This guy is a certified lifeguard. He just refuses. He's like, I don't like that guy anyway. Let him die. What?
So by beating him, you're going to make him incapacitated. He won't be able to swim to save the guy.
Well, you beat him. It's not sure. Yeah. Well, right. It'll turn out funny. But hopefully he'll relent before that. But maybe that chilik may not be a difference between a losasei and a say. That chilik might be a difference between a shevi altasei and a kumvasei, or something that's situational versus something that's constant. So what I'm trying to draw out from you, and I think we've drawn out successfully, is that not everything we think of as a chiluk between a los assay and assay really has to do with whether it's formulated as a lav in the Torah or formulated as an assay in the Torah. Very often it relates to whether it's kumvasay or shevi altas. It's just typically a lav is violated by kumvasay and is observed by shevi altas normally. But and an assay is normally violated b'shevi al tasa and fulfilled b'kumvasei, but it's not always the case. So is there any other difference between an assay and a los assay that, and hopefully there isn't. If there's no other difference other than whether you have to pay some money to hire somebody, so then the Gemara makes sense. The Gemara wanted to know l'may nafkamina that you teach me a second pasuk of losam and aldam reich. I already have a pasuk of ashivosilo. So if the only difference is whether you have to hire somebody, that's good, because that's what the Gemara said. But if there's some other difference, then it's not going to be so good. There's one other major difference between an asay and a losasay.
Onesh after the fact.
Onesh, yeah, after the fact, the person already did it. If a person didn't eat matzah on Pesach, there's no onesh, there's no chiv malchus. A person violates typical los haseh in the Torah, you get malchus, you get an onesh for a los haseh. So over here also, you should say that you get malchus. But, let's think back, again, to this chilik between, right? Is that an asay versus los asay thing, or is this a kumba asay versus shevi al tasay thing? And even if it's an asay versus los asay thing, there's an exception on the los asay side called lav shein b'maisa. Meaning, if you have an asay sheyesh b'maisa, would you get malchus? Probably not, because it's only an asay. So this really is a chiluk between asay and los asay, but we have a wild card over here. That when you have a los asay, even though los asay is get an onesh, if it's lav shein b'maisa, there's no malchus. Los samod al dam re'echa, samod is lav shein b'maisa. Stand there doing nothing. So again, still don't have any other difference other than money spent. Now, if what's the rule of how much money you spend for mitzvah sasei, typically? How much money? What? What is that in here? One third is for hiddur mitzvah. Okay. One fifth. And when we say hiddur mitzvah, you should realize, very important to realize, when we say one third for hiddur mitzvah and one fifth to do a mitzvah, to spend on the mitzvah, those are one third and one fifth of different things. One fifth means one fifth of your money. If you have $1 million to your name and the cheapest esrog is $199,000, you have to spend $199,000, possibly. You have to learn the Bir Halacha carefully in Tavrish and Vav, but possibly, at least theoretically, you'd have to spend $199,000 on an esrog, right? Because up until one fifth. But when we say one third, that Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish, but B'Kamet Avtes, when we say Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish, that means Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah, that if the cheapest, let's assume Pashup Shat, like Tosas, that the cheapest mitzvah, the cheapest tefillin you could afford to buy is $300, so then you have to spend for Hidr mitzvah one third more than that. Not what I could be a multi gazillionaire, but for Hidr mitzvah, I only have to spend one third more than the cheapest available in order to have the Hidr mitzvah. So you could buy a $400 pair of tefillin or $450 if it's a shlish milavar. It's machlokes in the gemara, shlish milgav, shlish milavar, whatever it is. But you don't have to spend $1,000 on a pair of tefillin in that case, assuming you can get a kosher one for $300. So it's a different cheshbon. The one third is a different cheshbon than the one fifth. But is that so that's how much you have to spend on mitzvah say. What about mitzvah los hasei? You want to avoid violating los hasei? What do you have to spend? All of your money. So is that what the gemara is answering? And the Gemara says, what's the difference between mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda versus the mitzvah of Lo Samar Adam Re'echa? Why do I need a separate din of Lo Samar Adam Re'echa? So the Gemara should have answered, well, Aseh versus Lo Aseh. For an Aseh you spend one-fifth, for a Lo Aseh you spend Kol Hon Beso, you spend everything. Is that in fact the Gemara's answer? So the Gemara doesn't mention
Aaron Kerbin, if you're in the building, please come to the lobby. Aaron Kerbin, if you are in the building, please come to the lobby.
Noted. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't mention anything about a Mavazves. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about Kalhon Beso. The Gemara just talks about whether there's a Chiyuv to begin with. So why didn't the Gemara give the more basic difference between Asay and Los Asay instead of giving this other Chiluk of whether there's any Chiyuv of hiring somebody? So you could argue because the basic mitzvah say lo say doesn't work over here, because for this mitzvah say of Shavuos Aveda you don't spend one fifth like we said before. It's mitzvah minam lechavero. You don't spend anything. So the very fact that you were to spend anything is all a chiddush based on lo samar adam re'echa. Now that we've exhausted the various differences between say and lo say, it sort of makes the kasha that the Achronim ask of why didn't the Gemara say, no, you know, I need the Samar Adam Re'echa, it's because it's a lo sasei, sort of makes that a little bit less of a kasha. So what, it's a lo sasei? The main nafkamina that it's a lo sasei. The main nafkamina, so there's one more nafkamina that we didn't mention, though. A nafkamina, between an asei and a lo sasei, whether something is an asei or something is a lo sasei, we have a klal in halacha. What? Close. We have a klal in halacha. Asei docha lo sasei. But ain't asei docha lo sasei v'asei. Asei is not docha, something that's both lo sasei v'asei. But asei will be docha lo sasei. So if lo samar adam re'echa is only a lo sasei, meaning if letting someone die is only a lo sasei, so then mitzvah sasei would be docha it. Right? Imagine such a thing. Someone dying and you say, sorry, it's time for lulav now. I have a mitzvah sasei to do. Sasei is going to be docha. So you have to go through the rules of a sasei docha lo sasei very carefully to see, to come up with a case that actually fits. But an aseh would be doche, theoretically. Let's say the person is drowning in a beis hakvaros, and you're a kohen. Right, so if it's only mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, how do you drown a beis hakvaros? It's a quicksand beis hakvaros. So if you're a kohen and the person is drowning in a beis hakvaros, sasei docha lo sasei. Would you say sasei docha lo sasei? So if it's only a lo sasei, so your mitzvah sasei, well, assuming the mitzvah of a kohen not being tame is only an asei. Okay, well, there are a few gemaras you need to see in order to make this conversation make any sense. I'm trying to see how to minimize it. Let's just assume that there is such a rule. Asei is docha, losei, asei is not docha, alos asei ve'asei. But over here is the option that saving a person's life is either only a los asei or it's an asei and a los asei. No, the first havamina was that without los amod, what is it? It's only an asei without los amod. All it is Hashem Saveda. Comes along the Sama, says it's also Los Asei. Is Asei Docha Asei? Very important sugya. Got to take a look in the Sefer Nasiach B'Chukecha. It's got a whole section on Asei Docha Asei. All right, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll start going through some of these issues, Makom Sakana, and things like that.